Simon & Schuster Audio presents Don't Tell Anybody the Secrets I Told You, written and read by Lucinda Williams. My life has been a labor of love, as has this book, which I dedicate to my father, Miller Williams, and his parents, Reverend Ernest Burdett and Anne Jeanette Miller Williams. They understood and taught me the power of language and music to create a more just world. Interviewer. When someone finds this book 50 years from now, what do you want them to find in it? Lucinda. I want them to see, to really see, to get underneath the covers and see how things really were, and not have it be sugar-coated. I don't want it to be one of those sugar-coated books like you find at Walgreens. I want them to see the truth, and I would hope that it would help people who maybe had some mental illness in their family. I would hope they can read about what was going on in my family and be able to connect with it. Chapter 1. In the summer, my father would drink gin and tonics. When I was a kid, he would say, "Honey, can you go make me a drink?" I knew how to pour gin into a shot glass and into the cocktail glass with ice, and then pour in the tonic, add a piece of lime. Nobody back then thought there was anything bad about that. I remember reading an article about Eudora Welty describing how she would have one small glass of whiskey in the late afternoons before dinner. It was her little treat, a way of relaxing at the end of the day, having a cocktail. In the same manner, my dad and my stepmother Jordan, who I called Mama Jordan or Mama J, would partake of a glass of wine or a cocktail at the end of the day, and my dad would open the day's mail and we'd talk about current events or anything else. We'd sit in the sunroom off the living room. It was all glass, and it felt like you were sitting outside. You could enjoy that room all year round because you didn't have to worry about bugs, but you could enjoy the natural light. In the winter, it would be delightful because there was a potbelly heater out there to warm the room. I had different experiences with my mother and her drinking. She was not a social drinker. She drank in private, a closet drinker.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?